It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. And on the line, my sister, you hear her on Sister Circle Motivational Monday. She's in the cycle. But Dr. Nicole Price, CEO of Lively Paradox Leadership Development, author of 6 books, The Movement for Empathy. And honey, she does her thing from the boardroom to the pulpit. Well, she's taking us, speaking of the pulpit, this event Thursday. Dr. Nicole Price, first of all, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic, Sugar. How are you?
I am doing good in this world of crazy. And thank you so much for speaking so many things that others feel they just can't put into words like you. This Thursday, Dr. Nicole Price, this is called Think and Drink, Pimps and Preachers, The Misconception of Empathy and Its Power. Free event at Casual Animal Brewing. The title itself, you got to break down what this is about, Doc. And minister, because you minister too.
You know, I think that sometimes when people are telling me they don't have empathy, what they mean is they don't feel with other people. They don't necessarily agree with other people, that they don't like other people. And I am on a singular mission to help folks understand that some of the most empathetic people in the world feel the same way. In fact, they don't feel at all. That's the problem. But they understand what other people think, feel, and believe, and they use that information to get them to do what they want.
Ooh.
Hence, preachers and pimps and therapists and hostage negotiators and PR firms. And so I'm just trying to help people rethink the term empathy so that we can lean into it and maybe do something collectively to change this world for the better.
How can you better define empathy for those who don't understand? Because I think, like you said, it gets misconstrued, or they use it as sympathy or the harder heart people. I can't feel nothing about that. You know, what is empathy from Dr. Nicole Price, the queen of empathy, let me say?
Yeah, there are 5 different types, but the primary one that people think about is that I feel what you feel. When you're sad, I feel sad. When you're happy, I feel happy. But my definition is using the information, not okay. emotional feeling,
okay.
information of what we know about what another person thinks, feels, or believes as information to help us figure out what our next right action is going to take. And so I tell people that our current president is actually quite empathetic, and they're always shocked. And I said, you think he does not know what he's doing? He knows exactly what he's doing when he says certain things and knows that it's going to mobilize certain people. And so what does it look like to get people of goodwill to, instead of sitting back going, I don't understand, I don't like, you know, to say, let me try to see what people will be moved by so I can create a movement.
So empathy is not a feeling. It's actually about action. It motivates to action.
Action and understand, and using action and informing your action by understanding. What do you know? And how does that inform what action you're going to take?
Girl,
I'm excited about these folks. I hear that we have over 200 registrations.
Wow.
So if you plan to come, you are going to have to get there by 5:30.
Ew, it goes down this Thursday, Casual Animal Brewing, 1725 McGee, 6 to 7. Go on their website. You better get in where you fit in. And never, ever did I think Fred's son and Melania's husband as empathetic. Thank you for enlightening me, Dr. Nicole, because that is what you dock for. That is what you dock for.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll tell you, look, we need more well-meaning people adopting this strategy of empathy.
I appreciate you, Dr. Nicole Price. Make sure you check her out online. And tomorrow night, Think and Drink, Pimps and Preachers, The Misconception of Empathy and Its Power. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you.
Take care now.
You too. Bye, honey.